Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Sully, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, it was a good one last week for oil prices as crude approached $50, gaining 9% over the five-day period. The price action was driven by Saudi Arabia stating they would cut exports in August, along with the UAE and Kuwait promising to pump less oil. Add to this yet another big U.S. inventory reduction, and even the stubbornly negative market sentiment couldn't hold prices down. So how about that inventory? Last week pulled another 7.2 million barrels off the market, bringing the total reduction since the end of the first quarter to a total of over 50 million barrels, significantly reducing the excess storage in the United States. With the strong crude price response, equities followed suit, but to a lesser extent, with the S&P Energy Index up 2% and MLPs up about 1%. Enough about short-term prices. The real action last week was the fundamental data announced by our portfolio companies, including distribution increases and quarterly earnings. Starting with distributions, so far this quarter, over three-quarters of our MLP portfolio have announced their new payment, and the numbers have been quite strong, with the weighted average growth up nearly 4% over last quarter. I should note this number is skewed by ONEOK's one-time 21% increase following its acquisition of their LP. But even excluding that bump, we were up about 2.5% or over 10% annualized. On earnings, I'll spare you my typical rapid-fire name-by-name update and instead cover the key themes across the value chain. Starting with upstream, all eyes have been on whether management teams would blink in the face of sub-$50 oil and pull back on the rapid rig additions we have witnessed so far this year. It's still too early to call, given we have a lot of reports yet to come, especially for Permian names. With that said, we have seen a modest pullback, notably from a couple of smaller independents, Whiting and Sanchez, who are both cutting rigs and therefore lowering production and CapEx guidance. We wouldn't be surprised to see more of this trend in companies modestly shifting focus from growing to living within cash flow. Next on oilfield services, Halliburton's comment that EMPs were, quote, pumping the brakes received a lot of attention. But to clarify, later in the call, they compared activity levels to going 70 miles per hour rather than 80 miles per hour, which is consistent with the comments made by EMPs so far. Growth is continuing, but perhaps at a more prudent pace. The other big takeaway from OFS reports is the pressure pumping market is very tight. This is resulting from companies enhancing well productivity through larger completions involving more fracture stages and ever-increasing amounts of sand. Patterson in particular had the biggest surprise thus far for OFS names, beating estimates by 30%. The early look thus far for midstream reports is that volumes indeed are improving as expected, posting big growth year over year for volumes of NGLs and gas in particular. We are starting to see the drilling ramps effect in crude pipelines, but again, it's early in the reporting season, so more to come on this trend. And finally, downstream. For refiners, as expected, tighter margins are weighing a bit on results, but free cash flow generation continues at high levels and is being returned to shareholders through dividends and buybacks. Meanwhile, utilities seem to be embracing renewables and working with regulators to include these investments in rate base, which would in turn support further renewable investment. Thus far, state commissions seem to be receptive to the concept. I'll wrap up with something to watch for this week. On Sunday, in Venezuela, President Maduro claimed a sweeping victory in a vote to create a new constituent assembly that effectively allows for the creation of a dictatorship in the country. The U.S. has warned of sanctions should Maduro follow this path, the greatest of which would be a ban on oil imports to the U.S. from that country. If this indeed turns out to be the case, it could be disruptive for domestic oil markets and ultimately lift prices from here, since nearly 10% of U.S. crude imports come from Venezuela. Well, I'll leave it at that for this week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.